Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 and 11. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Why discipline hurts and helps. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever been in trouble for being disrespectful? Maybe you said something unkind to your mom. Later, your dad finds out. You admit what you did, but you know a consequence is coming. Maybe you get a timeout. Maybe you lose screen time. Maybe you even get a spanking. And then Dad says, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." There's a reason parents say things like that. They're not trying to be mean. They're trying to help you grow. The Bible says no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. That means that even though discipline can feel hard, it helps us learn what's right. That's why your parents give consequences, not to hurt you, but because they love you and want you to learn. The author of Hebrews captures the feelings of father and child when he says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful." God is the same way. He gives us discipline too. Not because He's mad, but because He's a loving Father. Discipline equals love, and it helps train us. Now, here's something really important. There is a difference between discipline and punishment. Punishment is getting the full penalty for something you did wrong. Discipline is a loving way to teach you and help you grow. We all deserved punishment because of our sin, but Jesus already took that punishment for us when He died on the cross. The Bible says, "For the joy set before Him, Jesus endured the cross." That joy was you. Jesus wanted to save you because He loves you. Now, because of Jesus, we don't need to fear punishment anymore. When you go through something hard, do not lose heart. Endure hardship as discipline. Run with perseverance the race marked out for you. How? By fixing your eyes on what never moves, Jesus. And fix your eyes on your Father, who trains you in love and calls you His true children. When we go through something hard, we can remember God isn't punishing us. He's teaching us. He's helping us grow. He's treating us like His own children. And He loves us. Always. We come to Jesus in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank You for taking the full punishment of my sins away so I never have to be afraid. When life is hard, help me endure it by remembering that You are using it to teach me and it's for my good. In Your name I pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.